Hello and welcome to the November 2016 Computing Now Guest Editor's Introduction. This month, The Future of Multimedia on the Internet by Christian Timmerer. Most of today's internet users have at least two personal devices that they use to create, share, and consume multimedia content anywhere and anytime. Both the amount of content and the amount of time people spend viewing it have increased significantly in recent years. It's estimated that by 2019, it will take a viewer more than 5 million years to view all the internet videos that will be generated each month. According to the June 2016 Sandvine Global Internet Phenomena Report, streaming audio and video now accounts for 71% of evening traffic in North American fixed access networks. Sandvine expects this figure will reach 80% by 2020. In the coming years, the majority of multimedia internet traffic will be transmitted wirelessly. Quality issues will become increasingly important as user expectations rise. To address these and other demands from an application perspective, intelligent apps and APIs must reduce complexities for developers and designers. Multimedia standards must also allow for basic interoperability. The articles and videos in Computing Now's November 2016 issue highlight the following technologies and considerations related to multimedia on the internet and discuss how they might look in the future. Media formats such as ultra-high definition, UHD, high frame rate, HFR, and high dynamic range, HDR. Media processing within the cloud. Architectures, specifically with respect to information-centric networking, ICN. Devices and interaction possibilities. Quality of experience, QoE, and security and privacy. In this issue, the first article, Manipulating Ultra-High Definition Video Traffic by Yan-Yi Yuhen-He and Zhao-Yu Zhu, describes UHD video and suggests scalable coding as a solution to support both HD and UHD. The authors present an architecture that aims to enable further scalability features available in the scalable extensions of HEVC/H.265, or SHVC, as opposed to scalable video coding, SVC, which is based on advanced video coding, H.264. However, similar arguments surfaced when introducing SVC for SD and HD, which never reached widespread market deployment. COS, a standard framework proposal on video skimming by Lanshan Zhang and his colleagues, addresses the growing amount of video content online by proposing a technique called skimming. Skimming provides summaries that let users quickly get a general idea of the video topic and decide whether they want to view it. The authors present the approach as software as a service and as an extension of an existing adaptive streaming standard. The approach provides additional metadata describing various content sections that appropriate user interfaces can exploit to present the end user with only those sections in which she or he is likely interested. In service provisioning and content-centric networking, challenges, opportunities, and promising directions, Zhu Quan Cao and his colleagues discuss the evolution of content-centric networking, namely, keyword information-centric networking. They argue that upper-layer protocols should be the fundamental driving force for future internet architectures. A proposed service innovation environment aims to bridge the gap between upper-layer services and the underlying future internet infrastructure. Sarah Clinch, Jason Alexander, and Sven Gehring review three significant classes of pervasive display technologies, conventional 2D displays, urban media facades, and bespoke or novel hardware, in a survey of pervasive displays for information presentation. They identify augmented and virtual reality as potential future directions, as well as examine shape-changing displays which do not require the use of personal wearables or devices. The article describes three principles for pervasive display technologies: situatedness, personalization, and interactivity. Quality of experience and user experience are important aspects of future internet multimedia services. In optimizing the perceptual quality of real-time multimedia applications, Jingji Yu and Benjamin W. Waugh present OptPQ, a systematic method for optimizing perceptual quality using just noticeable difference profiles, or JND. The method uses probability theory to combine JND profiles, which are based on the well-known Weber-Fechner law for single quality metrics. Although the article applies the proposed approach to voice over IP, it could also have other multimedia applications in the future internet. Finally, security and privacy is sometimes neglected in discussions about deploying multimedia services over the future internet. HBBTV Security and Privacy Issues and Challenges by Marco Giglieri and Michael Wadner describes how smart TVs and their apps typically don't allow users to configure privacy and security. TV viewers are vulnerable to numerous violations, from malicious URLs to behavior information tracking. The article measures these issues and proposes some possible solutions. Although future networks will have more capabilities and capacities, the amount of multimedia content online will also increase. We must foster innovation in this domain to develop intelligent apps and APIs, as well as multimedia standards, but take care not to over-standardize. This Computing Now issue is certainly not an exhaustive discussion of these topics. Please add your views and feedback in the comments section on this article in Computing Now. Christian Timmerer is an associate professor at Alpen Adria Universität Klagenfurt, Austria. His research focuses on immersive multimedia communication, streaming, adaptation, and quality of experience. He has published more than 160 papers and was the general conference chair of YAMIS 2008, Quomex 2013, and ACM MMSIS 2016. He has participated in several EC-funded projects as well as in ISO MPEG. Timmerer is CIO and head of research and standardization at Bitmovin, a multimedia technology company he founded. Follow him on Twitter at timsa7 and subscribe to his blog at blog.timmerer.com. For more great articles, blogs, podcasts, and multimedia, be sure to check out Computing Now at computingnow.computer.org. Thanks for listening.